in 1999. He was 78 years old. On the third, birthdays for James Brown, born 1933 in Barnwell, South Carolina. Homesick James, born 1914 in Somerville, Tennessee. Lap steel guitar player Freddie Roulette, born 1939 in Evanston, Illinois. Pete Seeger, born 1919 in Paterson, New York. Johnny Taylor, Stax recording artist and Malico recording artist, born 1934 in Crawfordville, Arkansas. And the third marks the passing of Harry the Hipster Gibson in 1991. He was 77 years old. Moving to the fourth, happy birthday, Mark Carpentieri, the owner and the founder of MC Records, born 1963 in Huntington, New York. Bass player Ron Carter, born 1937 in Ferndale, Michigan. Another great one here. We had Link Ray before. Dick Dale's birthday as well, born 1937 in Beirut, Lebanon. And we are on the fourth. That's right. Let's see. Pee Wee Madison, guitar player, who was one of Muddy Waters' many guitar players, born 1935 in Osceola, Arkansas. Sonny Payne, the drummer, born 1926 in New York City. And the fourth marks the passing of Paul Butterfield back in 1987. He was only 44 years old when he passed away. Drug-related heart failure was listed as the cause of death. And Mommy Yancey passed in 1986. She was 90 years old. Moving to the fifth, we have a birthday for Ace Cannon, born 1934 in Grenada, Mississippi. Blind Willie McTell, born 1898 in Thompson, Georgia. We'll have to hear a tune from him in a little bit. J.D. Miller from Excello Records, born 1922 in Iota, Louisiana. And Anders Osborne, born 1966 in Sweden. And the fifth marks the passing of Buzu Chavez back in 2001. He was 70 years old. The Reverend Gary Davis passed in 1972. He was 76 years old. And Willie Pooch passed in 2010. He was 72 years old. On the 6th of May, we have a birthday for Eddie C. Campbell, born 1939 in Duncan, Mississippi. Fat Possum recording artist Johnny Farmer, born 1932 down in Holly Ridge, Mississippi. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, born 1945 in Tulia, Texas. Sylvia Robinson, who is the other half of Mickey and Sylvia with Mickey Baker, born 1936 in New York. Bob Seger's birthday, born 1945 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And a couple of people who passed on the 6th, we had Carrie Bell, passed in 2007, he was 70 years old. Otis Blackwell passed in 2002 at the age of 70. Michael Burks, Alligator recording artist, passed in 2012. It was a shock to everybody when he passed away. He was only 54 years old. Big Joe Duskin, our holy recording artist, passed in 2007. He was 84 years old. Pianist Candy Kane, also another one tragically lost she was lost to cancer, passed in 2016. She was 54 years old. Guitar great Barney Kessel passed in 2004 at the age of 80. And let's see, we move to the 7th now, birthday for Amos Easton, also known as Bumblebee Slim, born 1905 in Brunswick, Georgia. Kansas City Red, born 1926 in Drew, Mississippi. Jimmy Ruffin, born 1939 in Collinsville, Mississippi. And several people who passed on the 7th, we have Blue Lou Barker, passed in 1998. She was 84 years old. Of course, you know her for the tune, Don't You Feel My Leg, but we're going to hear a different tune from her in a little bit. Cleveland Chenier, born passed in 1991. He was 69 years old. Bertha Hill passed in 1950 in New York City. She was 45 years old. And Kansas City Red passed in 1991 at the age of 65. Let's see, other events from the week. 1st of May, 1923, Fletcher Henderson Orchestra recorded Beale Street Mama. They did that for Paramount Records in New York City. In 1926, on the 1st of May, Clara Smith recorded Look Where the Sun Done Gone, and Rock Church Rock did that for Columbia Records in New York City. In 1929, Cal Cal Davenport recorded Back in the Alley, did that for the Vocalion label in Chicago. And in 1966, on the 1st of May, Soul Limbo, a stacked single by Booker T and the MGs, was released. It was the 2nd of May, 1941, Big Bill Brunzi recorded Key to the Highway along with Jazz Gillum on harmonica and Washboard Sam on the washboard, of course. They did that in Chicago. 3rd of May, 1969, Time is Tight by Booker T and the MGs peaked at number 6 on the pop singles charts. It was the 4th of May, 1953, Muddy Waters got together with Lil Walter, Elgin Evans, Jimmy Rogers, and Big Crawford, and they recorded Baby, Please Don't Go. We're going to hear that in just a little bit. 1957, Alan Freed premiered his half-hour TV show, The Alan Freed Show, on ABC TV, and among his guests on that first show were Screamin' Jay Hawkins. It would have been great to catch that show. Would have shocked a lot of people watching that for the first time. Let's see. It was also 1959, 4th of May, the very first Grammy Awards were held, and they honored the recordings of 1958, and among the winners were Best Female Vocalist, Ella Fitzgerald, for her album, The Irving Berlin Songbook, and Best Vocal Group was Louis Prima and Keeley Smith for That Old Black Magic. 5th of May, 1891, Peter Tchaikovsky was the guest conductor at a five-day musical festival marking the opening of the New York City's Music Hall, later renamed Carnegie Hall. In 1939, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra recorded Octoroon in New York City, and that was done for the Brunswick label. In 1925, on the 5th of May, you know, the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if this comes back again. John T. Scopes, a teacher in Dayton, Tennessee, was arrested for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in violation of state statute. And a lot of states are starting to get stupid again and going back to that kind of idiocy. Banning books, banning ideas, banning all kind of stuff. It's just ridiculous how this has just, it gets me angry just thinking about it. 6th of May, 1927, Sippy Wallace recorded Dead Drunk Blues, Have You Ever Been Down, Lazy Man Blues, The Flood Blues. She did that while she was in Chicago, and it was done for the OK label. In 1957, Chuck Berry recorded his prophetic rock and roll music. And on the 7th of May in 1966, Got My Mojo Working by organist Jimmy Smith peaked at number 51 on the pop singles charts. So let's commemorate these events with some music. We will go 81 years into the past, back to 1941. Step into the studio with Big Bill Brunzi, Jazz Gillum, and Washboard Sam. And here they are with Key to the Highway.
But it's Lord, 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 feel like a broke down engine, mama. Ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, darling. Ain't got no driving wheel. You've been down and lonesome. You know exactly how a good man feels. Woman, I've been shooting craps in Camlin. Good gal, and I swear I done got broke. I've been shooting craps in Camlin, mama. Baby, and I done got broke. I done pawned my mean 45. Good girl and all my ready clothes and so. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. I even went down to my praying ground, dropped down on my bending knees. I went down to my praying ground, fell on bended knee. Lord, I'm not crying for no religion. Sweetheart, give me back my good girl, please. Lord, if you give me my baby, I really won't worry and grieve no more. If you just give me my baby, Lord, I won't grieve and worry no more. You ain't got to put in my house. Good Lord, they only lead her up to my door. But Lord, 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 Lord.
Got a man, he's long and tall, but he won't let me have no pleasure at all. He's jealous of the neighbors and all my friends, but last night I sneaked out with long, tall Ben. That made him mad.
Mm-hmm. bed. And my landlord, he's done told me not to worry about the rent. All he wants to do is hold me, and my rent won't cost a cent. Now my coal man is an old man, and he's almost 82. But believe me when I tell you that he knows just what to do. Well, you just should not have done it when you left me here last Friday night.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Bonjour, ici John du John Weeks Band. Et vous êtes en train d'écouter Cha-Cha-Cha in Blues sur CKUT FM. Merci.
No kidding, I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. I thought I was treating my baby fair. Now she's getting all in my hair. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
Light. crossroads. I try to flag around. Did nobody seem to know me? Everybody passed me by.
Community Media Advocacy Center is hosting a series of consultative events titled Building an Anti-Racism Strategy for Canadian Broadcasting. Made possible with support from the Anti-Racism Action Program at Canadian Heritage, these important and timely events will help confront barriers experienced by Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the media.
Events will be hosted in Montreal, Vancouver, Halifax, Calgary, and Winnipeg, culminating in a national conference to be held at Carleton University in Ottawa. These events will host presentations and open forums to develop an anti-racism strategy that will reduce barriers to participation in media and broadcasting policymaking for racialized Canadians.
Register for free to join the event in person at UQAM on Saturday, April the 30th. Presentations start at 10 a.m.
Complete details are online at www.antiracism.media.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetables, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious. Delicious. West Indian Caribbean Cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out.
Really got the blues, I'm cha-cha-cha in blue. The longest running blues show on Montreal CKUT. Till I'm blind and the pledge sent you.
Have you ever been broke and hungry?
I have really been broke and hungry plenty of times in my life.
I raised up. I come up through that kind of thing, you know. Yeah. Broken, hungry. And every time I go down the street, Bronx, New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Texas, Mobile, Augusta,
yeah.
Georgia. Let me get mine in there.
Right.
What about it, Frank? You know, I remember when I used to go to Florida school, man, Jack. You couldn't look at me no way.
Not at us.
Oh, okay. You can look at us no way. And miss nothing. And you'd always see the thing. Because the patches was hanging loose. You know, if people want to know why a brother can do that, get down so much and really do the blues, because he lived the blues. Live the blues.
Right.
Jack, anytime you can't eat and don't know where you're going to get your next meal, and if you don't get there early, you won't be able to sleep in the bed. You got to sleep on the floor or on a pallet. A palette, let me tell you, kids, a palette is something that you, it's just a sheet, a cloth,
blanket,
spread it out on the floor. Pillows, I never had a pillow until I got a little older. You know, I got my first pair of long underwears. You know how long I was? How old I was?
How old were
you? 9 years old.
Oh, man.
The first pair that I got out of a store, you know. Hey, man, I felt so good when I got them. I ran downstairs, Jack, and let everybody take a look at me. I was out trying to act like Superman because I had no other heroes, you understand?
They didn't know about
Shaft. They didn't know about Shaft. And Superflies. Beautiful people like Isaac and Brother Isaac Hayes and Curtis Mayfield. Brother Marvin Gaye, Wilson Pickett. Cats like Chuck Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Bobby Bland, B.B. King, Muddy.
Hey. Muddy Water.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of cats out there. I really like to call a name because I don't want nobody to think I'm leaving them out. Because all these people got the blues. And make you get restless, yeah.
Go on, sing the blues.
You know, in the morning when you get up, some want coffee, but I drink tea. And I drank it out of a whole tomato cup.
Yeah.
Huh? Now, you know, no such thing as no cup and salsa. But it make you wanna get down, yeah.
Go on, get down.
It's been so long. Ah, Lord, it's been so long, yeah. I don't know how to sing the blues like I used to sing them, yeah. But I can always sit back and think about it. Some people say I think about the good things. Maybe we were sincere and it was good. But let me tell you, believe me, it wasn't that good. At least you got a right today to say you don't dig it. If we had said we didn't dig it, we'd been dead. I don't blame nobody because ignorance, hey, ignorance get everybody. But it make you want to sing the blues. It makes you want to sing the blues. You know, I remember my dad and them used to sing them songs like, you see how he say, because my daddy can get down, he said. I woke up this morning, the blues all around my bed. Didn't have nobody hold my aching head. We'll deal with ignorance. That's the key. I know that's the key.
Hi, this is Little Ed Williams of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. Stay right here for more great blues.
Trouble
Chris Antonic. Happy birthday, Chris. That was from his CD Monarch, and I guess that's as close to a title track as you're going to find. That was The Monarch and the Wrecking Ball. Some fine slide work in there, Chris, and he even had Samantha Martin doing some backup vocals on that track. That's from 2017. Before that, we went all the way back to 67 for Paul Butterfield Blues Band from The Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw, and another great tune, Tolling Bells. James Brown before that. This one, it came out in 1990, but it was actually recorded the early 70s from the 60s and 70s. And that was Like It Is, Like It Was, The Blues. Before that, back to, we went for Homesick James all the way to 1964. I got that out of a great compilation called Chicago Blues of the 1960s, and that was his take on Crossroads. Carrie Bell from his CD Deep Down, and that was actually a fairly recent one, 1995, and his take on another classic, Easy. Little Walter before that, and from 1964, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights. Muddy Waters, and a tune recorded during this week back in 1953, Baby Please Don't Go. A couple of older ones before that as well. Big Maybell with the orchestra under the direction of Danny Mendelsohn. I got that out of Blues Masters Volume 13, New York City Blues. That was I'm Getting Along All Right from 1954. We had Blue Lou Barker from 1938, and that made him mad. We went to Blind Willie McTell before that from 1933 and his take of Broke Down Engine, and kicked it off with Big Bill Brunzi, and that was Key to the Highway, recorded 1941, and he had our Washboard Sam on there with him and Jazz Gillum. So are you thinking of going out maybe and catching something live? Well, here's some of your best bets for the upcoming week. Well, it's Sunday evening, so over at the Pavilion Noir on Saint-Denis Street, they're doing their Dimanche Rock and Roll, so you can get up there and dance for a little bit. Tuesdays, they have a Swingin' Tuesdays with Studio 88 at the Chez Ernest at 6596 Rue Saint-Hubert. And also on Tuesdays, Les Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Mont-Royal Est. Wednesdays from 6 to 8:30, Peter Micah is holding court at Le Grand Lionel at 3234 Beaubien East. And, of course, he'll be, well, he's already finished for the evening, but every Sunday he does a show as well on YouTube, on Facebook, I should say. Let's see, Thursdays, there's live jazz with Melody and the Mellotones at the Brasserie La Barbière, 2137 Rosemont. And on also on Thursdays, if you're still up in the northeast end of the city, it's Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. This week as well, they have special guests coming in at 10 o'clock. The Camel Alcohols are going to be in, so you can catch them also. So a double header for Thursday this week at Chez Ernest. Coming up on Saturday, there's something for you guitar players. JK Custom Guitars is having a guitar setup workshop. I think the cost is around $150, something like that. They'll teach you how to set up guitars. And, I'll put the link on the Facebook page, but if you look up JK Custom Guitars Montreal, MTL, you will find their event in there as well. Coming up on Saturday, Hurricane Jane's going to be playing at the Chateau du Lac at 460 Main in Hudson. Doc Livingston is going to be at Verbouté, 2112 Mont-Royal East. And on Sunday, this coming Sunday, looks like George Thorogood and the Destroyers are going to be in at the TELUS, the MTELUS, former Metropolis. This was a show that was originally scheduled for May 5th of 2020, and then COVID hit before that and canceled it. And it got rescheduled to May 20th, 2021. And, that didn't work out either. So now it's coming up this week, May 15th of 2022. So 2 years later, here we go. I guess George is a patient guy. He's been at this for a while. He knows exactly what all this is like. Let's see. If we look at the bar scene, we have at Bistro Jojo. It's Sunday night, of course, and it is at Mr. Jojo with Marc Fecteau Band is in there tonight. Monday and Tuesday, Joe Hell doing an acoustic show. Wednesday, Marc Fecteau is in. Thursday, Gilbert Charlebois is in. Friday, Jean Herry does the 59, followed by Dwayne Dixon. Saturday is J.B. Joe. Okay, that's a new name for me. And followed by Matt Gibb, and that brings us full circle next Sunday with Joe Hell doing the 59, followed by Le Reza Jojo with David Segretti Band. At the Upstairs Bar over at Mackay Street on Thursday, Justin Saladino Band is going to be in. That's going to be a good one. And on, it's on Thursday, and then on Friday, Masson Stomp is coming in to do a little bit of swing for you. Let's see, Brotopia, Sunday's open mic. Monday is a trivia thing. Thursday is Zach Oscar Dell is in. Friday and Saturday, those Shane Murphy are going to be in. So that's going to be great. Shane will be in with a band this time. Let's see, coming up, of course, it's Sunday night, so over at the Barfly at 4062A Saint Laurent. It is their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi, you get a couple of chances to get some blues in there as well. You have Dwayne Dixon in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And Graham Chambers, also on Sundays, I should say. And Graham Chambers in Friday and or Saturday will bring you some blues as well. The rest of the time it's jazz, so, you know, still going to have a good show. Let's see, Diazones, they hadn't done this at the time I was recording the show, but I'm assuming Keith, Kim Richardson will be in. L'Aquarium Cafe Bar over at the 2923 Masson. This coming Saturday, they have Ben Racine going to be in. So I'll play you a tune from Ben in just a little bit to close out the show. Hey, look, Smoked Meat Pete has started posting his shows as well. So tonight, Kenny Dupree is in a duet form. And then coming up on the 7th is Pat Lozelle. And then a Hawk and Joe Hell duet after that on the 8th. And then I'll bring you up the rest of to speed on the rest of them as they come up. Let's see. On House of Jazz in Laval, we've got on Friday, Michelle Sweeney's going to be in. And on Sunday, Snooks Dawson's going to be in. Let's see. We have jam nights and open mics. It's Sunday, so they have a jam night over at Brutopia's open mic night, I should say, at 1219 Crescent. Open mic also at Bar de Corsel at 4685 Notre Dame West at the corner of de Corsel and Notre Dame. And Le Dimanche Open Jam at Billy Buck at 3135 Rue Masson. Tuesdays, Barfly has an open mic. Kicks off at 9:30. Don't forget to put your name on the list if you want to get up and play. Wednesdays, Duffy's Bar has their jam. They're at 1060 Heron Road in Dorval. And the host this week is going to be Midnight Breeze. Brasserie La Barbière has an open mic as well, and that is on Wednesdays. They are at 2137 Rosemont, and that starts at 8 o'clock, 8 till 2 a.m. It doesn't say anything about getting on a list, but it's probably a good idea to get in and feel that out anyway. Thursdays, Mariposa Cafe has their open mic night as well, and they encourage you to get in and arrive by 6 o'clock as they draw their names at 6:25, and they have a maximum of 20 performers, so I'm assuming it's a popular evening. The Atlantic Pub Eatery has 36 McDougall Street East in Alexandria, Ontario, also has their Thursday night jams. So they say get earlier to get your name on the board as well. And this is from 7 till 11 o'clock this goes on. Brasserie Lunique in Ville Saint-Laurent, 805 Boulevard de Carry, also has their blues jam. This is the only one that really lists itself as a blues jam. And Friday, Rick Dopra will be the host for this one. And Phoenix Friday Night Jams at the Phoenix Bar in St. Anne de Bellevue has Rock and Blues Gator hosting this coming Friday. So that's going to be a good one as well. And that's about it for me this week, folks. So I'm going to leave you here with a taste of Ben Racine Band. You can catch them this coming Saturday at L'Aquarium on Masson. Here they are with Grand New Brew. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
It's about time to shed some skin, get a brand new bag. No regrets of where I've been, of the times. Everybody knows what has been this movie.
heartbreaking. When I will go down with this ship, all smile. Brand new Denver Stifling. So we all got to build in some brand new real estate on mine.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy, and it is May the 1st, 2022, and it's feeling like spring vibes. Gotta say, listen, bless up to all the people that are out and about, man. Be out there, be safe, be kind to each other. But listen, the week that was so blessed. I gotta pick up all the people I crossed paths with. First of all, the Jewish West Haven. We had their Strengthening Families program, had our big graduation from Colton Edge Black Community Center. Picked them up, and on Friday, I was at the Future Arts Fair. Oh my God, my guy Carl had the whole session going down. We had art in all kind of forms from all kind of young people. So it was crazy. Then I had to step out, actually, and check out my boy DJ Blaster on a Friday at Razzo. And that spot is nice. So just coming in, actually getting out and about, man. We had paparazzi going on. We had all kind of events. I hope you are out, you are safe, and you are blessed wherever you are. We got 1 hour of Ill Groove Garden. We got DJ Blaster up first, myself, Zip next, and then DJ Mystical Flex is our closer tonight, and we'll take you to the midnight hour, where your last hour of the week is the best hour of the week. So you keep it locked right here, Ill Groove Garden.
You're listening to
Zabba-dabba-da.
Ill